This is Ozarks at Large. There are ideas developing above the Fayetteville Square, specifically in an office over Tim's Pizza, where the people involved with the company Freeman Zech are often gathered around four tables pushed together in the middle of the room. Gabriel Zech is a partner in Freeman Zech.
We want to face each other because there's dialogue happening constantly. We're always over each other's shoulder, and there's a lot of energy and excitement. It's palpable, I would say.
Freeman Zech's other partner, Tim Freeman, is the Freeman in the name. He describes what their operation is as a brand development consulting company. The goal is to help their paying clients create a better sense of what they want to do. And beginning this week, Freeman Zech is extending that mission to area nonprofits as well in a planned outlay of pro bono work. Tim Freeman says a superficial view of the term brand can mean a simple logo or slogan. He says the people at Freeman Zech like to go deeper to help a client find a narrative.
When we talk about brands, we talk about things like values and perception and trust and relationships, experiences and storytelling. So what we do, our day jobs, if you will, is we work with our clients to really dive in and help them, working with them, identify those things that really make their businesses operate by asking questions like, why do you do that?
And that approach is what the company plans to do for four nonprofits in Northwest Arkansas each year. Once a quarter, the company will adopt an agency or other nonprofit and help them create a better website, a video production that can be used for fundraising, or some other tool to extend the nonprofit's message. Tim Freeman says the concept, called Cause and Effect, came to him in a dream during one Christmas time when the company was simultaneously working with a paying client in Bentonville that manufactures software and a nonprofit based in Springdale called Level Up.
The logo, everything was already in my head, and I knew that I wanted to create a separate organization that would strictly serve the nonprofit community for free. There are a lot of great organizations doing a lot of great work in the community, that, and many times the work that they do is really thankless, and I just felt compelled to thank them, to contribute.
The idea was in place, but not the resources to launch the plan. Tim, Gabriel, and the other people at Freeman Zech waited for over a year to put the Cause and Effect plan into action. They did know they wanted that initial beneficiary, while they were still getting their feet wet, to be a group they'd already worked with, Level Up. The first Cause and Effect completed project is a video campaign series for the Springdale-based agency that works to provide leadership for training for young people in the region and beyond. Those videos will be unveiled Thursday night at a ceremony open to the public. Tim Freeman says each such project for an area nonprofit will culminate in a public event.
And the event is an opportunity to honor and recognize the organization that we served, to celebrate what they do and to celebrate the completion of the project. There'll be speakers from Freeman Zech, from the organization that we're serving, community leaders. We'll have entertainment. It might be a band one time. It might be a DJ the next time. But we want people to really come out and have a good time. It's a party.
Thursday night's gathering will begin at 7 at Matt Miller's Art Studio. Part celebration, part awareness opportunity for the adopted nonprofit, the quarterly events will also include the announcement of the next group to benefit from the Cause and Effect project. Tim Freeman says the work the company does for a nonprofit will have the same approach as the work done for a paying client: help make the organization better.
We want to be a business with a conscience, and if we have an organization approach us and ask us to execute a specific project for them, to fail to ask why not only doesn't add value to whatever we would deliver for them, it puts us in a position where by failing to ask why, it raises the question, is the only reason that you took the project to get paid?
And the people with Freeman Zech hope their involvement encourages others to become involved. Martha Freeman also works at Freeman Zech.
One thing I think really also separates Cause and Effect is that there's also community involvement in it. You can go vote for the nonprofit of your choice. And also there's like a, you know, you could choose to sponsor something, whether you want to donate some of your time to work the audiovisual stuff, or you want to donate some of your equipment, or you want to donate money, or you want to donate your catering services or something like that. So it's, you know, it's not just Freeman Zech trying to give back. We're trying to get the community involved in giving back to this organization. So that's what really excites me about Cause and Effect.
Martha alluded to the fact that future nonprofits elected to receive help from Cause and Effect will not be selected by the people in Freeman Tech, but by crowdsourcing. Although the first three beneficiaries have been selected to help start the process rolling, the fourth and subsequent beneficiaries will be voted on by people visiting an online presence. And if the resources from Freeman's Eck grow, so might the reach of the Cause and Effect program. The first Cause and Effect public event is scheduled for Thursday night at Matt Miller's Art Studio on West Mountain in downtown Fayetteville. It begins at 7 and will include the public release of the video project for Level Up, the first nonprofit to benefit from Cause and Effect.